Good afternoon, everyone. All right. Everybody got their coffee? All right. Okay. Let's get started. So I'm Ashwin. I'm a program manager on the Azure Monitor team.
Hi, I'm Rajesh. I'm a program manager in the Azure Portal team.
All right. So together, we're going to walk you through some of the exciting demos and probably show you some of these brand new features, stuff that I've that has not been released to the public yet. I mean, this is the first time we're going to show it. But before we begin, I assume you guys are all here because you guys are interested in this stuff, monitoring. But let me ask, how many of you have any workload or any services that are running on Azure? Wow, that's a good count. So we have the right audience. Okay. Any other clouds? I mean, even if you have stuff on any other clouds or elsewhere, that's also good to know. Anywhere else?
Including on-prem.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. All right, so yes, so we're going to talk about monitoring, and monitoring is important to all of us, right? Especially when you have your services and your stuff running on the cloud, not sitting right under your desk. But yeah, cloud monitoring can be challenging. Many of us have gone through situations like this, and yeah, this. But on Azure, we have you covered. We have a great first-class monitoring experience for all the things that you host on Azure. And we extend that to provide you rich analytics, application diagnostics experiences on top of that. And last but not least, like you mentioned, you guys, we have all our customers coming from the developers and IT pro personas. We want to make sure there are experiences that span to meet the needs, monitoring needs of all of you. So in today's talk, we're going to cover a few things. We will take a lap around, a whirlwind tour around, what are the core platform level capabilities for monitoring your stuff in Azure. And we'll talk about exciting new features. We'll introduce how this expands into a world of deeper application-specific diagnostics or, you know, operational analytics on top of that. We'll talk about our partner ecosystem and all the things you can do on top of it, not just what Azure provides. And finally, we'll summarize and the key takeaways and see, you know, how the Azure monitoring story is shaping up. Are we good? All right. So, yeah, making sure that you guys know we're going to do demos here, mostly. So let's understand monitoring from the eyes of a hypothetical company, but has a real life scenario, right? So that you guys can all correlate to that. So let's pick Contoso Loans. Contoso Loans is actually a company that's just moving on their new business to Azure. And they have this new patented algorithm that says, yeah, it's about instant loan application approval. It's faster so that they can lock in the customers, right? That's their new thing. And for them, it has to work in conjunction with everything in the on-prem world. Yeah, they still have data that gets shared between on-prem and everything. And all of this is going to consume Azure IaaS, PaaS, SaaS level applications. You're hosting your stuff on Azure. You're going to keep adding, consuming more and more stuff on Azure. And their CIO says, time equals money. End-to-end monitoring is very, very important. This is great. So before we get into how and what they're going to monitor, let's understand their architecture a little better. I know you guys like this. So here is their architecture. As you would guess, they have a new website. Incoming loan request is coming through. It goes and writes that data into a lift and shift server that they just moved from on-prem as is that has a SQL server on it. So number two shows the data goes to the SQL server on a VM. Next, the incoming loan requests go to a service bus queue. And then it gets into the place where all the magic happens, a VM scale set. This is a VM instances that can add more instances on the fly based on incoming load to processes. This is where they have their patented new technology that can instantly approve or reject a loan. And remember, we said it has to work in conjunction with on-prem, so it sends data to an event hub that can then connect and send this data to their on-prem servers. Finally, the approved or rejected loan goes through a service bus queue, an outgoing queue, and now we have a approved or rejected request. Now they have to call the customer and say, hey, you're locked in. So they have a logic app, again, a logic app quickly, a serverless code that can quickly look at some conditions and process the request that's available in Azure. So you can get the Logic app, and it can immediately lock in the customer if the loan is approved, or and call the loan officer to say, hey, this person has been approved. Let's dial that person in and get them locked in. And finally, because the product and the marketing team needs to understand what's happening, they log this data on Azure SQL Pass. Right? So it's a hosted service. And finally, they can all view this in Power BI. This is a canonical app. I mean, it's not the most complicated app on Azure, right? I mean, you guys have more complicated than this. But this is almost real life scenario that many of us face. And so how are they going to monitor this? They want to have full end-to-end visibility to all these services that they're hosting on Azure. So here's their monitoring checklist. First and foremost, they want to monitor all of this in one place. Come on. I mean, I have all these on Azure. Azure has to provide me a way to monitor all of this together, right? And finally, like you see, on top of the portal, they want to be able to monitor everything, the cost management about it, the metrics, the alerts, ways to get notified with email, webhooks to take automated actions, SMS, or maybe turn on more logging so that they can get advanced diagnostics around it. And last but not least, maybe export the data for compliance and auditing purposes too, because you want to keep track of all this. And last but not least, the last item out there, to visualize all this in one place without having to jump around. So that's their monitoring checklist. So where do we begin? On a platform, the monitoring services begin at the platform level. So you have these core capabilities that the platform just has to give you out of the box without you having to do so many things around it. So many of you have been to the keynote yesterday, you must have heard about this already. We are excited to talk about Azure Monitor. It's in preview. It's our inbuilt platform service to provide you out-of-the-box monitoring facilities. So what is Azure Monitor? It's an inbuilt service for all Azure resources, from your VMs, SQLs, Logic App, Service Bus, Event Hub, everything. It gives you out-of-the-box metrics and logs without having to configure anything. You can create alert rules to get notified or take automated actions. It has first-class REST APIs for integration with all third-party monitoring tools or any tool of your choice, or you can take them out. Finally, it unlocks and enables deeper application monitoring as well as analytic experience on Azure. We'll talk more about this. So, Rajesh, where do we start, and how are we going to monitor and find out all the things that it can do?
Let's take a look at the portal. And as you have seen in the keynote yesterday, we are introducing the top-level service called Monitor. So if you log into the portal today, as soon as you log in, you'll see an entry for Monitor in the left navbar of the portal. You can also go ahead and search for Monitor when you browse for more services. So in this case, let's take a look at what that experience looks like. And we're going to deep dive into each of these experiences today, so it's going to be a full, fun-filled, demo-filled session. So as soon as you log in, the idea behind putting this experience is anything and everything you need for monitoring your Azure resources is there in one place, one umbrella, and that's the Azure Monitor experience. So if you log in as soon as you see, every time you create a resource in Azure, it doesn't matter what that resource is. It could be a SQL Azure database, it could be a virtual machine, it could be a web app. Whatever you create, there are a set of inbuilt platform level monitoring capabilities that light up automatically. So things like activity logs, like metrics, diagnostic logs, alerts, these are things you get right out of the box. And there are advanced scenarios, like if you want to do app telemetry, or if you want to do like log analytics and do log search for troubleshooting, we have like integrated experience so that you can do those as well. So that's like a really high level overview of what the Azure Monitor experience is intended to do. And then now let's take a look at activity log. Activity log specifically talks about what happened in your system. Like if something happened, if someone created a database or deleted a website, you want to know a few things. What happened, who did it, and when did it happen? So all this data needs to come together. And this is what you do typically for your auditing needs and everything else. So the activity log keeps track of all the activities in your Azure subscriptions and brings it together in one place. So for example, so in this subscription, there's been a whole bunch of activities going on, and the good part about it is we show the activities both from a user, as in if I log into the portal and I delete it myself, that shows up. And if you do it via automated things as well, for example, if you're using Service Principal to automate your deployments, et cetera, those things show up as well. So you know exactly what's going on in your system. We have done a few things which makes it really easy for you to get started. For example, we have the quick insights on the top. So think of this as an experience where as soon as you come to activity logs, we tell you some interesting data or top-level summary without you having to do anything. There are certain things which are always interesting. For example, whether recent failures in your subscriptions or whether recent deployment changes, what happened. So we give a top-level snippet. If you see, we show failed deployments, role assignments, errors, alerts, and if there are any other issues going on in your system. What is even more great is, let's say you want to see what are the recent deployment failures. You can click and figure out exactly what those two deployment failures were. And more than that, if this is something which you do constantly, you don't have to come and redo it every time. You can create a query, and then let's say I see it as failed deployments. I can create a query, and then next time I come in, I don't have to click that button or set my own filters again. I can just go and select my query. And what is even better is that once you do this, you can pin those queries through the dashboard. And that's something which makes it really easy for you to get started.
Awesome. Thank you, Rajesh. So that's great. So we learned about activity log. Let's talk about metrics. Now, in the context of Contoso loans, it's great that I have one place to go and find out about all the operations, right? And I can access the data using the portal and various means. But what's more important is I have performance data coming from all of these places, all over my application. Now, I need to keep a track of how all these different components are performing. How am I going to do that?
So every resource, it's really easy to track what's going on for every resource in Azure. So every resource emits metrics, and you can go out and figure out what the resource utilization is for every. So in this case, let's take a look at the Contoso loan architecture. You had a bunch of things like you had a virtual machine scale set,
yep.
For example. So that resource is deployed in this particular resource group. So once we select the resource group, we can figure out what we are interested in this case, the scale set. And then I can select the particular resource. And right away, I can see the list of metrics available for that particular resource. And the unique thing to note about this is you don't have to do anything to get these metrics. When you create the resource, there's no external configuration for diagnostics. There's no anything. You just go create a new resource, click OK, you get a confirmation. And then when you come to the metrics plate, you can start monitoring your resource.
Wow. So can I see the CPU percentage as well? Because we've been sending a lot of requests to this app, right, when we were testing it.
Yep.
There you go. So without having to do anything, the VM scale set that was in place now just shows you metrics out of the box. And that's cool.
And the interesting part about it is you see a lot of related things. When you see the metrics, you can figure out how do you want to plot it, the time range, and again, whether you want to pin to the dashboard. Again, in this case, let me pin it so that we can come back to this later.
That's cool.
And just to reemphasize the point, and this is applicable for most of the resources. So if I select going back to the Contoso scenario, we have deployed, I believe, for the Logic App, a SQL Azure database.
That's true. SQL Pass, yeah.
So in this case, we select the database and then select the particular resource.
Cool.
And then similarly, you can go and figure out, for example, let me plot the database size. You can go and plot the metrics for any resource.
That's cool. Yeah. So to emphasize again, all the metrics that I was able to access from my Contoso loan, from all these starred components are now available from one single place in the metrics tab.
Yep.
Apart from viewing them in the individual tabs, right? And now I can plot all of it if I want to and pin them to my dashboard.
Yes.
Awesome. So let's summarize. So yeah, and all these metrics are available out of the box. You don't have to do anything. They come right out of the box from the platform. 1 minute granularity and for 30 days retention. Again, and it's available using REST APIs, or you can consume them directly via the portals. We'll take questions right after. Thank you. All right, so just wanted to call out that just like you saw for VM scale set, a lot more Azure services have metrics, and these are many of them. This is not all. This is our journey to have full coverage of all Azure services. So very soon, in weeks, you will see more and more Azure services producing metrics, and you can just consume them then and there without you having to do anything from the Azure portal. So you can check out the entire list with the definition of all these metrics in the Azure documentation. So go to products and you can look at monitoring and diagnostics. You can find all of these lists. All right, so that's great, Rajesh. I mean, I got a good understanding of all these metrics coming out of the box from these components. So that gives me good visibility into what's happening. But that's not enough, man. I'll tell you, see, there is a website, there is my application that is actually processing the loan, and it's producing more custom telemetry and data, application level data, that Azure doesn't understand. Now, I need to monitor that. For example, my website is producing more application specific telemetry. Two, my service bus queue, which is the queue length or the number of messages in the queue, is varying over time. I need to keep track of some of these, and I think some of these are not metrics. Lastly, my VM scale set, which is where my magic happens, I'm processing or rejecting a loan. I want to measure the time taken to actually approve or reject the loan. I want all these capabilities, not just the out-of-box metrics. How am I going to do all these things?
That's a very valid business scenario. So let's take a look at how we can achieve that. So let's switch back to the portal.
Let's start with the website. What do I get for the website?
Yeah, so let's start with the website. In this case, this is a demo website in which we are receiving the incoming requests. So as you can see, like over the period of time, these are the requests coming in.
Somebody's accessing our loans website a lot. Exactly. Somebody's applying for loans.
So do that, because we know it's a website, the list of metrics you see on the left now are the things which comes for that individual website, the number of requests coming in, et cetera. Those are specific to the resource. But in your case, you're asking for what happened in that resource, a code which you handle.
I want more telemetry on that website, which has my code too running on it, right? I want to understand what's happening, the browser, like what's happening on the client side and all those things. Okay.
So in this case, because we know like there will be custom code and custom logic built into the website, we have integrated first class with Application Insights. And Application Insights is a resource you can do for app level telemetry. So if I click on this, and this shows up only for web apps and other places where you can inject code.
That's
so,
right.
So in this case, for a web app, as soon as you come, you know these are the metrics you can plot. And then right away, you see that, hey, you can get more app metrics using App Insights.
So I get something out of the box, and I can click in, and I can get more.
So if you click this, this particular web app has App Insights enabled. So as soon as you click, it shows the recent requests coming into the web app, as well as the live preview of what's going on.
Whoa, somebody is accessing it right now.
Yep.
So that's the live stream, is that?
It's a live stream of the incoming requests in the app. You can see right away in the context of your web app. And also what you can do is, in the case where you don't have App Insights enabled, enabling it for your web app is a click away. It will be the same blade, it won't be a different experience. It will just be in the same context. And once you do and come back, you'll see like this experience which you see right now.
Awesome. So I can get more, right, out of this. Now so that's great about my website. I can have more telemetry and the more richness that Application Insights offers. Now I want to go back to my original question, which is, how am I going to measure the incoming and outgoing message queue lengths? That is important to me because I need to know if my queue length is growing over time and I need to take some action.
Yeah, so before we go there are a few other subtle points. The moment you enable App Insights, you get a lot of rich telemetry, like what your server-side response times, client-side response times, and all those stuff. These are things you can inject and get easily using the SDK. So those are goodness you get right away when you install the App Insights extension, when you enable App Insights. And in this particular case, like you were asking about how can you get more, as in your, like how can you send your own custom metric?
That's right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
What I'm intending to do here is I want custom metrics that I define from my app. It can come from anything. Yep. It can be an infrastructure custom metric or an app level metric. Yep. I want that to be monitored on Azure.
So in this case, for example, let's go back to the Contoso loan thing, just to switch back in context.
Yep.
So the website sends a request to the service bus queue.
Yep.
And then it processes the whole thing. Give me an example of a metric which you want to track.
So the service bus queue, to tell my scenario, service bus queue has the queue length, right? It is, like Azure doesn't know that I want to measure the queue length. I want that as a custom metric. How am I going to measure that?
All right. So in this case, you have defined what you want to collect. And service bus today doesn't expose service bus queue length as a metric, but there'll always be cases where you'll end up wanting metrics which are not there.
Yep.
And if there's an easy way to do it, you can do that. For example, since you have enabled App Insights, so in this case, we have an Azure function.
Okay.
And that's like a serverless event-driven architecture. We are going to have a very simple function. Let me open that up for you. And because you have enabled App Insights, the custom metric story is really, really simple.
Okay. So you're saying we can pump in easily custom metrics into Azure using Application Insights.
Yes, and we have only one function. I think it's less than like 15 lines of code. So what we are going to do is we are referencing ServiceBus and App Insights so that we can read data from ServiceBus and inject into App Insights.
Yep.
And the moment we do that, our logic is simple. Figure out which queue you are interested in. In this case, your incoming and outgoing queues. And then we authenticate to App Insights using the instrumentation key. That's how we authenticate to App Insights. And then finally, you figure out what you're interested in. So in this case, we are figuring out what the incoming queue length and outgoing queue length is using the ServiceBus SDK. And once you do, all you need to send the data to App Insights is this one line, the one API track metric.
Awesome. And all track metric needs is a name for that metric
and
a number.
Name and value point. And because this Azure function executes every minute you're like pumping out a signal to say what is a queue length, and that in turn acts as a metric.
Awesome. So this means, in this case, we used an Azure function. This means even if I have a script or my cron job or my Python script running somewhere that can access and generate my own metric, and then I can use the Application Insights SDK and to pump all that in back into Azure to get the exact same metrics and alerting experience that I have on my out-of-the-box metrics.
Anywhere you run code, you should be able to emit data from your custom code or logic to App Insights. So in this case, I show the Azure function which is written in C-sharp.
C-sharp, yep.
But then you have a whole variety of languages in which you have the App Insights SDK.
What about Python? Is it the same API?
Yes, so let's drill down. So this is the Python reference, and if you see here, it's the same track metric API, same key value.
I
showed an example with C-sharp. You can use any language you want in any place you want.
Awesome, awesome. So now I can alert on this, I can track this and plot this.
So we saw the first class experience for inbuilt metrics, right? You're able to see it in one place, you're able to plot it, you're able to see the alerts on top of it, and you're able to pin it to the dashboard. And that story is exactly the same for custom metrics as well. So if you go back to the metrics experience, so instead of plotting a web app, because we are going to emit the data to App Insights, let me select the App Insights resource. And the thing which I want to see is like focus on the left navbar, and then in the list of resources which is coming in, you see the incoming queue and outgoing queue.
Wow.
So those are the exact custom metrics which you emitted, which means the experience is irrespective of whether it's a platform metric or a custom metric, the moment you do it, the experience in the portal is just the same. You can visualize it, you can plot it, and then you can set alerts on top of it.
That's awesome. So I can define any metric from anywhere, bring it to Azure, plot it, monitor it, chart it, along with the rest of my stuff.
Yeah.
But I want more.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to ask you for, now going back to my picture, can we switch back?
Yeah.
So I want to know what is the loan processing time, because that's very important to me. I want to use that as a KPI to make my business better and faster. I want to know how much time does it take to process or approve or reject a loan. How am I going to do that, Rajesh? And is there a way I can get? Now, assume that based on everything that you explained, I'm going to inject those as custom metrics.
Yep.
But can I analyze them on the fly to get more out of it?
So in this case, you're asking for more than just metric. You're asking about the moment I emitted a metric, I have all this data. How can I troubleshoot it so that you can find interesting data points?
As a developer, when I'm using my Application Insights.
All right. So let's switch back. And this is the same Application Insights resource which we linked in from the web app. And here at the top, you have a link for analytics. And the neat thing about this is without ever having to leave your browser session, without having to need any custom tools or learn a new language and all this stuff, you're going to show a deep telemetry experience right in the context of your resource. So as soon as I launch it, you see all the things which are available to me, like metrics, traces, custom events, and everything else. And if I want to play around with it, it's really easy to get started. For example, let me go ahead and say metrics, you get IntelliSense as well. So let's say take 10, we'll take the top 10, and then let's take a look at the results. Now, when you see the results, it's all the data you pumped from the Azure function, and you have the same data, like the incoming queue, outgoing queue, what is the length, value,
exactly,
and everything else.
So how about my loan processing time? I want to know the approval and rejected rates.
So we can do that as well. So for example, let me preload a query so that you can do some really advanced stuff. For example, you want to know what is the, for your approval and rejected things, what is the 80th percentile time, what is the 95th percentile time,
yep,
et cetera. So you can execute that right away,
yep,
and then see right the value, plot it in. And these are things which you can extend. You have the data points. These are not stuff which we pre-bake and give it to you. These are things you can write your own queries for your business needs.
Yep. So the loan approved and rejected were metrics,
yep,
and custom events,
yep,
that I emitted from my custom app.
Yep.
It all came into Azure using Application Insights APIs. I'm able to visualize them all together in one place, and then what more can I do?
The interesting part is, again, like, you can do all your visualizations and like you have all the richness, but what is even cool is that when we went to the platform metrics, we said whatever you visualize, you can plot it in the dashboard. We said pin to dashboard, et cetera. You can do the same for your the analysis which you do as well. So if this is a custom analysis which you are doing for your app, you can figure out like whatever query which works for your particular business need, and then you can pin them to the dashboard. If you see here, we are able to list exactly all the dashboards which I have access to, and I can pin it to them.
Awesome. That's great. That's an awesome experience that I would have never had out of the box, right? I was able to move easily from what is available out of the box from the platform,
yep,
to take to my application telemetry, yep, as well as my custom metrics, yep, and enhancement on top of it.
And also this, and it's also really intuitive in the sense that because we know the resources on which you write code, like web apps, we make it very easy to go from just creating a resource to creating a resource with an app insight to emitting the metric and having the same experience.
And all without leaving the portal,
yeah,
or not without compromising on my dashboard experience.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah. So now we learned about custom metrics and analytics. Right? That's great. That's a great experience then and there for my developers. Now, I have visibility into all this data now, like my metrics, like Azure's metrics and all those things. How am I going to get notified? How am I going to take some actions on top of this? I'm assuming it has a way for us to take some action on it, right?
Yeah. Visualizing the data is great because it gives you like the live experience of figuring out what's happening and keeping a track of it. But a lot of times you're not in front of the portal all the time, right? So you're on the go and you want to be notified whenever something happens. Like, for example, it could be the CPU percentage is spiking, or the database size is growing, whatever be it, right?
Or the incoming queue length is now too long, because now I'm tracking that as a metric too.
Yeah, it's applicable for your custom
metrics
as well. So the way you solve that is via alerts in Azure. Alerts have always existed so far. Till today, you had to go to your individual resource to figure out what are the list of alerts defined for the particular resource. But it becomes a scale issue really soon. Imagine if you have hundreds of databases or hundreds of resources. You don't want to go to each and every resource to figure out like what are the set of alerts you have defined. So in this case, we have the new alerts experience where we show all the alerts defined in Azure,
yep,
at one place. And this includes your custom.
Yes, thank you. Well. Yeah, I want to make sure my alerts from all my resources are together.
Yep. So you can find everything in one place, and then you can send an email or configure a webhook,
etc. So if I click on any of them, it opens and I can edit them then and there, right?
So this is the same experience. You can figure out which metric you want to alert on. And for example, in this case, we are doing on memory set with a particular threshold and then configuring a webhook.
Right. So as you can see, the metric alert is allowing me to notify using emails, a set of emails.
Yep.
Or I can trigger a webhook so that I can take an automated action. That's great. So now, going back to Contoso Loans, I have visibility into metrics of all these components, custom metrics, as well as the ability to take alerts on this. Yeah, but I want more. What about the logs and these important events and stuff that operations and stuff that is happening? I want to get alerted on those. What do you have for me?
It's actually a really good question. And today, We are excited to announce a new feature, but let me actually do a demo and then explain the feature. So is it already on the portal? Yes, it is. So in this case, I have a template deployment, and this is like a template which we have from GitHub. Imagine this as the deployment you do to your Contoso app every time you make a code change.
I'm going to deploy this app again and again.
Yeah, so I pre-filled the parameters, selected the resource group in which I'm going to deploy, and so when I go ahead and deploy, it does a few things. It does a validation, it does a deployment, And then the moment the deployment is completed, an activity is tracked back to the activity log.
Yes, absolutely.
Rajesh has done a deployment to the dev resource group, and this is what is the current state.
Yep, it will show up in my activity log, for sure.
Activity log.
But I'm not there in the portal to actually look at it.
Yeah. So what you can do today is you can go back to monitor. And then you can look at all your deployments. So let this load up. The fact that you're doing a deployment shows up here. And then if I drill down, there's a write deployment which is happening. And here's a brand new stuff called add notification rule. Today we are introducing the notion of ability to add alerts on activity log. So any event you're doing, whether you're creating a database, deleting a website, or doing a deployment, you can get notified for the activity log events.
That's cool. Let's look at that in detail.
So what it means is like you have to go ahead and specify what you're interested in. For example, I did the template deployment. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want to know some deployments take time.
Because I want to go for a coffee and come back after the deployment is done.
You want to get notified when something goes wrong. So you can set an alert that whenever the deployment fails, notify me so that I can look into it right away.
That's true.
Right? So the way we would do that is, in this case, because I created on this, all this data is pre-filled for me. The fact that I want to alert on activity log, and you want to make sure that whenever a deployment, in this case, maxout.resource/deployments, is succeeded, you can change it to fail if you want. And then say, you can also specify who specify the deployment.
That's true.
This could be like in cases where I did it from the portal, or if you're using Source Principle as well, you can use the ID.
It could be Azure doing it for you. Yep.
Azure doing it for you. And here's the new part. So once you do this, let's go back. We are also introducing the ability for you to get text notifications. So far, we saw alerts being done via emails and webhooks.
Yep.
For all the new notification rules which we have, you can get text notifications as well. So this means when the deployment fails,
My phone is going to ring when my deployment fails.
Yeah.
I can rush back to my seat
and
take a look at what went wrong.
Yeah. And the other new thing here is that imagine you have something called as a notification group.
Yep.
Imagine if you saw the previous page where we had like 100 resources.
Yep.
And if you had to set alerts for all these 100 resources, you don't want to go back and say that every time something happens, send a mail to Rajesh.
I don't want to do the painful task of writing my email or my SMS in all the every single alert. But
So in this case, what we have done is that we have introduced the notion of a notification group. This allows you to go ahead and create something really easily where you can say, introduce the email and everything else. So we have defined a core team. So whenever something happens, you can always say, when an event fires, notify the core team.
Okay.
The fact that you and me are in the core team, make sure that both of us get the notifications.
Okay, so we have a reusable notification group
yep.
with SMS, webhook, and email options defined within it. And
Now
I can create an alert rule that triggers and calls and notifies everything within that new notification group.
And the deployment which I did right now.
And I can reuse this notification group across alerts.
Across the alerts. And if you see the notifications, the one which I did right now failed.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, like I think both of us should get the notifications.
Yep, let me see if I got the SMS. Yep, got it.
Yep.
So here.
We'll take a pic and share it if you want.
But I can take a screenshot and share you. But just to save time, here is the SMS that we just got just before I put a screenshot. Yep. So the first response was, hey, all done. You just got added to this new notification group. Done. As soon as Rajesh tried his deployment, he tried one before the session just to make sure it works. So here, his write deployments failed. Done at this time by this person. Boom. Available to you. And this is not just for template deployments. We just picked that as a scenario for Contoso loans. Think about everything. Somebody deleted database. Somebody just dropped restarted a VM. Like, who restarted this VM? And when did this happen? Now you got it on your phone.
Yeah, what's even more cool is that it's not only limited to activity log.
That's true. So I was going to ask you about it. This is great when my template deployments fail or my stuff happens, that's great. But what about the areas where Azure has to notify me of maybe incidents or maybe some maintenance or any other things?
Yeah. So there are always scenarios where like we have alerted on things which you have created. For example, you created a website and you want to know if the number of requests exceeded, or you emitted a custom metric, mm-hmm. and you want to get notified for it. There are also cases where Azure wants to notify you.
Yeah.
For example, there is an ongoing outage, or there is a service health data which you want to see. So we have a brand new experience for it right now under Azure Monitor. It's called Service Notifications. And once you select, what happens is that for your selected subscription, you can take a look at all the recent notifications from Azure.
Right.
So in this case, there have been a few things coming in. Like, don't panic yet. This is dummy data which we just emitted.
This is dummy data coming from this guy over here to make our demo look more real.
But whenever there is an outage or there's an notification from Azure, it shows up here.
Yep.
And the flow is exactly the same. You click to find out more. We have the details. And if you're interested to look at the raw data, you can look at the JSON coming back as well. And then you can click on the notification rule. And it's the exact same experience where you're saying that whenever Azure notifies me about service health, notify the core group or notify your custom group.
And so whenever there is an incident or any advisory or anything, now I can get an SMS on it. Awesome. So these experiences that you saw right now, everything around activity log, the new notification group, and around service notifications is brand new. This is the first time we're showing it to the public. This is the room that's seeing it for the first time. What do you guys think? Awesome. All right. So thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we were so passionate about it. This is still under private preview, limited preview. So it is, we are open for like signups and you guys can opt in. So my colleague here in this green hat, Duke, is open to take your subscription IDs for Azure so that we can whitelist them. And we want that feedback and we want to make it much better. So in the new the coming months, we'll make sure this is much better experience.
That's also the reason why, if you see the screen right now, you see service notifications and notification groups. If you open the portal right now, you won't see these two. The moment you're onboarded to the private preview,
when you're whitelisted,
you'll automatically start seeing these stuff.
Awesome! Wow, how are we doing with demos? Is it good? Or you guys are bored? Okay, maybe a few people like the slides. I'll go back to slides. All right. Okay, so we learned about alerts, all the different kind of alerts you can do, right? So you can get notified on metric rules, custom metrics, now notified on service notifications from Azure, as well as activity logs and operations. That's all great, Rajesh, but I'm not done. Remember, I went back to my metrics, my monitoring checklist for Contoso. I want to start troubleshooting. Now, the metrics tells me so much and tells me something went wrong. I can run back to my machine. But there are many cases where I want to start digging in and getting more data. I want logs. That's where all my troubleshooting happens. And first and foremost, it starts with the VM, right? I mean, I have VMs, and VMs are producing a bunch of data. And I don't want to stop it at VMs either, because if you go back to my Contoso loan app, look at it. All these things can produce logs. My IaaS, PaaS, SaaS, everything in Azure produces logs. How am I going to monitor all of this now?
So let's take a look at the virtual machine, since it's the back end of the control.
Yep,
like the
that's the main thing. Yeah, I want to see what happens for virtual machines.
So what I'm going to show right now is like a brand new experience. It's not yet released to prod. We're planning to release it soon. This is the new diagnostic experience for virtual machines. And what we have done is previously, today, if you go to virtual machines and click on diagnostics, like which is the one which shows up here, you can pick a storage account and say, hey, here are the basic set of stuff you want to select. What we are enabling is to make it much more feature rich and extensible so that you can define exactly what you want to collect. For example, because I have SQL in the particular backend, I can look at the perf counters, and if I drill all the way down, sure enough, I should find SQL somewhere. Here you go. All the SQL perf metrics.
Perfect. So this is my virtual machine that has a SQL database on it, and I can get all these detailed logs.
So you can either tell I want, like, don't collect anything, in which case is it none, or you can say, give me some basic things, which we think is basic, and then you start getting it. Or you can explicitly define the set of perf counters you need.
Yep.
At the same time, the same applies to logs as well. You need that for troubleshooting.
I want my ETW logs. I want my app logs and everything.
So all your app logs, security logs, or system logs, you can define not only what you want to collect, but also the granularity at which you want to collect, whether you want just critical and warnings or anything else.
Cool.
And the best part is, you can, like, this is what we always have until today, which is you can emit all the data to a storage account.
I always had the option to send all this data to a storage account, right?
So remember we talked about app, like web app, how we can inject data to app insights?
Mm-hmm.
The same is true for virtual machines.
Okay.
So now, like pretty soon, you should be able to use the portal, configure the sync for app insights, which means all the data you're collecting, like your perf metrics and everything else, you can start sending it to app insights.
That's interesting, which means now all these logs and metrics, extra metrics that I collected by turning on the agent, diagnostics agent, on my virtual machine is now going to be available alongside my rest of my application telemetry within Application Insights at the click of a button.
Yes.
So earlier, we used to route it just to the storage account so that you can dump it there and get the data and use it and archive it. But now you can stream it to Application Insights as well and consume it all
and
there.
And everything else which we talked about, like having the custom
metrics on top of
it. Experience, showing over the portal, ability to alert on top of it, ability to pin it to
analyze
the
data.
Analyze using the
everything is now available on all the VM data that's coming through.
Yeah.
So this is a brand new experience, I believe.
Yeah.
It's just being rolled out.
Yeah.
What you see here is the experience for a Windows VM, and the Linux one is being rolled out as well. So exactly the same experience for all the VMs. Okay, so that's great. You covered VM. That's good, right? What about other stuff? No, you can continue.
Yeah, okay.
What about my other stuff? What about my logs from load balancers or my logic app?
Yeah, there are multiple resources which you have deployed where you want to get the log information to figure out what's going on in your system.
Yeah, so in the case of logic apps, there is no agent. I'm not going to turn on an agent. But I suppose Azure has the data.
Yep.
How am I going to get it?
So in this case, what we'll do is let me switch back to the diagnostics experience. If you go to diagnostics and for your particular subscription, you'd be able to see all the resources which can be from which you can collect logs.
Yep.
So let me pick an example of a logic app which is not configured. So if I select here, as soon as I come here, it gives saying that, hey, you haven't told us to start collecting logs yet.
That's true.
Now, if you turn it on, you can collect these logs, like we showed specifically for each resource.
Okay.
Now, you've told me you want to collect the logs, but you haven't told me yet as to what is your scenario once you collect the logs.
Great question. Yeah. I like it when you have these follow-up questions. Yeah. So what is my scenario? Why do I need these logs? I mean, easy to say is troubleshooting, but I have more scenarios than that. Yeah. I need these logs because, one of the reasons is I want to back it up. This is compliance and auditing data. I want to save it somewhere, archive it for some reason. Two, I may want to stream or route these logs to some place where I can run my custom code and app, or maybe send it to Power BI and do something, like all those things. Third, I don't want to do all that. I want to just analyze and visualize and understand these logs better and troubleshoot better all in one place within the portal. Can you give me all the three scenarios?
All right, let's take a look. I think we are still in the context of the portal. So let me click on turn on diagnostics. When I enable it, we have full control. You as a user have full control to decide what gets collected. So in this case, you want to collect the logs coming from your logic app. If there are multiple logs, like in the case of networking, where you might have different log categories, some of which are heavy, some of which are not.
So like my minimal versus verbose, because it's going to cost me data going to my storage account, right?
So you can explicitly select which gets collected, which doesn't get collected. For example, in this case, I want to collect the logs and not the metrics, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to archive it, your first scenario for compliance, you can archive to a storage account. And this has always been the.
Yep.
And in the case where you want to do streaming and take real-time actions on top of it, you can configure to an event hub and say all the data which gets collected gets streamed to an event hub.
Yep.
And from that event hub, you can plug in all your streaming solutions. For example, Azure has great streaming solutions. A good end-to-end scenario in your case is you get all the data from your Contos or Loan apps and then stream it to event hub. And then you can have an Azure Stream Analytics, which listens to it and then streams that data again back to Power BI.
Maybe so Power BI. So I can do my custom stuff on top of it, right?
And again, you don't have to leave like the portal or your experience or do any of these stuff. All these are configuration clicks away as opposed to setting up a whole bunch of different
things. And this is my event hub. Just like it's my storage account, this is my event hub. I can pick the event hub, tell Azure, here's where I want you to dump all these, and they can be consumed from there.
Yeah, you have full control over what gets collected, and for the ones which get collected, where does it go to?
Yeah.
You have full control over it.
Awesome.
And the final thing which you mentioned was you want to troubleshoot it and find, do more, essentially. So that's where we have, a first-class, deep integration with OMS workspaces. So within the context of your resource, you can come and say send to log analytics, and then either choose, for example, let's say you have access to multiple workspaces already.
Yeah, my OMS workspaces.
You can choose one of them, or you can create a brand new workspace. So it's in this case, what it means is for you to start emitting data, it's you don't have to configure, set up a whole bunch of things. It's all in the context of the portal.
Or I don't have to move away from my portal to something else.
And creating a workspace is just like creating any other resource.
Yep.
It's no different. It's like the create experience is just the same. It's just RBAC and everything else.
And so in this case, since you have so many already created log analytics workspaces, I can just pin to one of those.
So in this case, for the example of contours, or let me go back to this, because you're in different contexts, you can again use the breadcrumbs to go back. What this view does, we'll come to that. What this view does is imagine you have hundreds of resources. At a single view, you can see which resources are like enabled for diagnostics, as in which ones you have told us to start collecting logs. And if you have told us to start collecting logs, where are you sending those logs to? For example, I can see that I'm sending some logs to some event ups here, and in general to this particular workspace called Lone App Analytics.
So in one place, I can see the diagnostic settings that I've configured on all my resources, right? So in Contoso Lone App case, if I'm emitting loans for each of these components, the service bus or the event hub or the load balancer or anything, I can track all of it in one place.
So let's take a look in terms of how we can go from here to troubleshooting your logs.
Now I want to visualize it. I want to look in those logs.
So this is the logic app which you use for sending the external communications out.
That's true.
We have configured that particular logic app to send the data to OMS workspace. Now that it's done, you have a link, deep link directly to OMS. You don't have to close this, open a new resource and everything else. You open this and you have a bunch of options. Let's say you want to do troubleshooting. You dive into log search first.
Yep.
Which means for that particular workspace, you have full access to the logs right now, and you can just do a star to figure out what all you have. So let me start with that. Let me start with the bare minimum. You don't know anything about what logs are collected in the workspace.
That's true.
So you just put star. And right away, you see on the left the types of data which is there in the workspace. You have data from Azure Diagnostics, which is the ones we have entered, some activity logs as well.
Yep, that's true.
You can send data from activity log to OMS as well. In this case, you are interested specifically about logic apps and what's going on there. So let's scope it down to Azure Diagnostics. Now, the moment you scope it down to Azure Diagnostics, you would have noticed that the results that came from
4,000 results.
From 11,000 to 4,000, it has narrowed down. And even then, if you have data from multiple categories, for example, I can scope it down just to the workflow runtime logs so that you know it's scoped to workflows.
Right.
Which means this set which you have is a set of workflow logs from as many logic apps that you have configured to send to the workspace.
And in this case, you just showed us for logic app, but I can imagine going back to my Contoso Lone app, all the things that are emitting these logs, the load balancer, the service bus, the event hub, the SQL database, everything can be streamed, just like you showed in the previous blade, all to log OMS log analytics within the portal, and I can analyze it then and there.
So all the resources which you saw in the browse diagnostics which showed up, you can configure each of these resources to emit the log to OMS.
Storage account, event hub, each for this. Archive to a storage account, stream to an event hub for custom consumption, or stream it to the OMS log analytics workspace for immediate analytics within the portal.
And the great thing about it is, like, once you come here, you can analyze the logs and figure out what's happening and do your troubleshooting.
Yep.
In a lot of other cases, you want to get started really easily.
Yep.
For example, we like the other type which we saw was activity logs, which we enabled to send to OMS. So if I go back, previously I clicked on log search. Mm-hmm. Instead, if I go to overview, what it does, it shows all the solution packs which I have configured for this particular workspace.
Ah, solution packs are out-of-the-box analytic packs that OMS Log Analytics created for you so that you don't have to go and write the queries from scratch.
So, previously I had to write my own queries, like put a star, figure out, and do
else. So it's getting even better.
So in this case, I didn't have to do anything. I just said start collecting activity log and then configured it. And then once I did it, I'll get all the rich analytics, like what happened, who is the most used one. It looks like I topped the list except for alert rules.
Rajesh, you are the culprit. You have so many events coming on this subscription. Yeah. I need to block you.
So all these sets of stuff are things which you get right away without like you having to write custom queries and things like that.
Let me make sure we understand. If we started with the activity log, And we saw basic experience out of the box from the portal. We just got it out of there. Now, by turning on premium analytics or analytics on top of it, without you having to write any additional set of queries or scripts or anything, without leaving the portal, you just have full analytics, deep dive analytics, all within the portal. And all of these can be then be pinned, yep. sent to my dashboard, yep. and view along with rest of it, everything else. How cool is that? We don't have to muddle and play with different tools and juggle with the different portals or anything.
Yep.
We can switch now.
And then, you want to switch?
All right, so we learned about logs, right? There are various ways to do it. Last but not least, there are various options you can send this logs to your existing systems to, right? So for example, SIEM integration is very important. Many people use a lot of existing SIEM tools out there, right? The Azure team, and the team is here, they're happy to meet you if you're interested, Sunil and Namgul. You have now an easy way to stream all these logs to also your existing SIEM tools, not just what you have on Azure, but right outside of Azure to the other places. Speaking of which, it counts to the end of it, right? I mean, now, that's great that I can do all these things. I had metrics and alerts and logs and troubleshooting and everything in one place. And the promise that we made to Contoso Loans is that, yes, you can monitor and visualize all this in one place. So Rajesh, is that true? Can we get all of this data and everything in one place?
So let me switch back. So far, wherever we pinned activity log, we pinned some.
Yeah, we kept pinning more and more stuff, right? Now, show me the real dashboard. Show me the real deal.
Things got pinned, like your activity log, for example. Okay. So number of failed deployments, there's recently three. There were like whatever I plotted from the metrics chart shows up here, et cetera. But the good part about it is your dashboard is the single place where you're going to visualize everything. So this is the dashboard which you have set up for Contoso app.
This is a real dashboard. We cleaned it up to look much better.
This is a cleaned up dashboard which we set up for Contoso app to show everything which we went through as part of the demo.
Yep. Let's actually scroll through to make sure we are seeing. So now we have the cost management coming through. That's my cost, right? I can see the alert rules that are fired, my recent errors, right?
From activity logs.
From activity logs. Yeah. I have the incoming requests, right?
So these are the metrics which you have plotted from your resources.
Like from the website.
Your Logic App, et cetera. So those are the things which you have done from your resource.
Yep.
And you emitted custom data as well to App Insights?
Yes, from Application Insights. Yeah. I get that data too.
So that data and your app response time shows up in App Insights.
Yes.
And then the really neat part about App Insights is that it has a feature called Application Topology Map, which looks at your data based on the request coming in, and it detects which all services you're talking to and gives a live update of what you... So in this case, our web app is talking to the backend.
Yes, to the SQL Server. So even that is being tracked all in one place. Yeah.
And even though the SQL Server is literally a SQL Server in a Windows Azure, like Windows VM. Server in Azure Virtual Machine, it still shows up as a SQL database.
Awesome. And what's next around it? I can see nice charts.
And also cool is that you configured activity log, you would have streamed all your data from SQL and set up your solution packs in
to OMS. Yes.
All the solution packs that you set up in OMS can be pinned to the dashboard.
Wow.
The same dashboard.
Exactly.
It's not a different one.
And finally, last but not least, looks like Azure Security Center. Remember, Azure Security Center is an imminent part of all your Azure services. Azure Security Center keeps giving you recommendations and gives you alerts on, hey, something is wrong, you have to fix it. Now, guess what? For the Contoso Loan app team, Azure Security Center, out of the box, generated recommendations and warnings, et cetera, on your SQL Server, on your websites, on your VMs, and we were able to pin that as well. So this is the original promise we said. You can collect all this data and visualize it all in one place.
And there's more, like the dashboards which you see is something, imagine you set it up, like, and then you're going to tell me saying that, hey, this is what you can do as well.
That's true.
And then you don't have to, I don't have to recreate at this point in time.
That's
dashboards
true.
Can be shared.
Yeah.
So whenever you create something, you can just go share and then figure out who you want to share that dashboard with.
Yeah.
It's just like sharing any other resource in Azure. It's indeed true because dashboard itself is a resource in Azure.
Perfect.
So if I share it with you, the next time you log in, In this drop-down, you will see contours for loans.
Yep.
And get everything which you see right
Perfect.
Here.
Yeah. So I can clone a dashboard,
yeah.
or I can share my dashboard with someone else that then they can clone yeah. and create their own dashboard.
This is really critical because like you spend a lot of time and energy to set it up, and then you don't want every other team member to go through the same time. And more importantly, if things changes, it gets published automatically so that they get notifications
there you go.
When things change.
Awesome. So we saw a dashboard view. Let's switch back. So one dashboard and shareable, clonable dashboards, I would say. Now, that's great. We heard about the portal. But monitoring experience on Azure doesn't end there, right? I mean, you want to automate. You want to use scripts and everything. So guess what? You can do all these monitoring experiences, or you can set all these monitoring experiences using the portal. Of course, we showed that. Azure Resource Manager templates. You can use templates to deploy Azure. Actually, Rajesh tried the deployment earlier, which then you failed, and yeah. we got an alert on it.
Yeah.
And like I reminded earlier, you can consume all the data, the metrics that comes out of Azure using REST API. You can access it using PowerShell, CLI, yeah. and everything. Why don't you show us something?
All right, let's switch back. Then, so far, we have seen everything in the context of the portal.
Yep.
Right? And then you had a bunch of resources, including a virtual machine scale set.
Yes, yeah, my scale set, yes.
And then, so typically, you want to scale your scale set, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to scale my VM scale sets. Remember, I said, based on incoming load.
Yeah.
Now, I said there is an incoming queue,
yeah.
and there is an incoming loads, the CPU
yeah.
of the instance.
Yeah.
And I want to increase the number of instances, add more instances at it, so that I can process my loans faster. Remember, we have to keep the loan processing time slow. So that's a complex
yeah.
setting that I don't want to play around with my hand.
So we have an auto-scale rule, and like all the things are documented online. And then you can set a rich set of rules to say, when do you want to scale up, when do you want to scale down? And you even have a best practices document
yep.
around it. And once we have this, we also have the default structure. This is how a typical, let me go back, a typical structure looks like.
Yeah.
In terms of like what is the auto scale setting.
So this is a JSON configuration, JSON view of, or the ARM template view
yeah.
of the auto scale setting, which is
yeah.
a part of your core diagnostic setting
yeah.
for
yes.
the VM scale set.
So what I also have is, like my command line wherein I've installed the Azure CLI.
Yep.
Now, for everything related to monitoring, you can figure out whether you want to get the data from metrics, alerts, order scale rules,
yep.
whatever it is. Like everything we saw in the portal, essentially, all those like
things are available. Yeah.
Are available in the command prompt. So in this case, let's say you want to get the scale
the same
setting,
auto scale setting. Yep.
Scale setting of your VMSs. It's the same thing. We can use the CLI and get the data, and I'm actually formatting in JSON.
There you go.
You get the same set of things in terms of what we are collecting, what is the
awesome.
Rule sets we have set.
Awesome.
And everything
so
else.
Thank you. So as we saw, all these facilities that you got from Azure Monitor out of the box is now available using PowerShell, CLI, ARM templates, and even a REST API for consuming the data. We also have RBAC support. So basically, when you say so-and-so person can only access the metrics data or the activity log data, that is all powered by the Azure RBAC, so our role-based access control. So you can always say, hey, give this person access to just viewing or like reader-level permissions to this metric API.
Yeah.
And so they can just see that.
Yeah.
So that's
there are also roles you can define, like our upcoming monitoring
like
role.
A reader or yeah. a contributor role.
So in a lot of cases, what happens is like you have access to a subscription and you have all the data coming in and you want to share it with others, not to the extent that they can like modify the resource. Let's say you want to share just the data, like your metrics, your alert rules and everything else, without having the other person the ability to modify it, like delete it or like make some changes to it. So what we are going to, I think really soon, is the monitoring role
yep.
in Azure. What it allows you to do is, let's say you go to your subscription level and I give you access as a monitoring contributor or a monitoring reader, and I share my dashboard with you,
yes.
just all the resources in the same subscription.
Yep.
When you load in, you'd be able to view just those data.
Yep.
Let's
without,
say you can view
gaining.
The SQL DTU utilization or the VMSS network in, network out, and all those details. But you won't be able to go in and modify that resource. You
Perfect.
Just have access to the monitoring data and not
Perfect.
The underlying resource.
Yeah, and I think we have live documentation going out pretty soon
yeah,
on this too.
Sure.
Awesome. So we spoke a lot about what you get out of the box, what the APIs can do. But again, many customers speak to us, yes, we have all the favorite tools that we use. We have the partner, existing partner investments that we have done. We love to bring all that and use that, reuse that on Azure. I mean, yes, and Azure is an open platform. We want to make sure everything we mentioned earlier is about the data, the logs, the metrics, and everything is available in a first-class way to as REST APIs to all partners, which means that is exactly the same data that's being used also to plot you the CPU percentage or network in network out by the Azure portal itself. So here we have a quick list of some of the partners. The list is growing. I mean, it just keeps growing. Here we have a few, and the names are more actually. I think a lot of names came through later on. We couldn't get all of them in a place, but we have partners for application monitoring, log analytics, and integration, and SIEM integration, SIEM tools, and all those. And if you think you have a partner that needs to be in here to have a tighter integration with Azure, let us know, and we'll definitely make sure our team gets involved and help them integrate with Azure. And all of this is available as documentation in the Azure Monitor partner list. There's a brand new page that explains with links to their integration pages. I mean, instead of me speaking about it, let's hear it from the horse's mouth about a customer story.
My name is John Keane. I'm the CTO for All Recipes and Meredith Digital Food Groups. All Recipes is a leading digital food brand in the world, and we serve a community of 80 million home cooks. Our 24 sites receive over a billion visits every year from these home cooks who are looking to both solve an immediate task, like to construct a meal, or to be inspired to find something new to cook. Whatever that is, they come to us at these moments when they need us to help both deliver on the task for them, but also inspire them in some way. These moments of needs tend to create a traffic pattern that is very, very spiky across the year. Day before Thanksgiving is our canonical example of that, where we receive a month's worth of traffic in a single day. So we had a legacy environment that over the years acquired many different patchwork solutions that worked together, but it wasn't the way that you would construct it if you were building it new. We needed a partner in our hosting experience that would allow us to scale and compress and would self-heal and would react and handle the ups and downs of our traffic on a day, weekly, monthly basis. Datadog really integrates very tightly with Azure's monitoring APIs and allows us to see things that are going on in the Azure environment in real time and respond to events. On the other side, we also get access to a Cortana analytics and cognitive insights platform that really allows us to help drive some improved recommendations and behavior for our customers. Datadog allowed us to create this single pane of glass in our build environment that would show us build over build and show them how they're performing. If there's alerts that are triggered, it'll trigger right away. It'll show up in Slack so the team can react. And likewise, if somebody's looking at a dashboard or graph, they'll see it instantly. Azure's partnership with Datadog enables us to realize the full potential of Azure as well as Datadog and within our production environment. I mean, in the end, this is really about serving the needs of these 85 million cooks that I mentioned earlier worldwide. And I think now with this partnership between the two companies, it'll make it even easier as we go forward.
Wow. So, actually, John hit the point right when he mentioned, like, in the end, what's the point of all of this, right? It's all about serving the needs of our customers. I mean, Azure customers, right? We spoke to you a lot last few months. Teams across Azure, we spoke to you, right? The product teams, each of these individual teams, the monitoring teams, the OMS team, the application insights team, all of us spoke to you, and you gave us feedback, right? And we took that. We really, went deep on it and made sure what you are looking for is given to you. We did not want to say, hey, here is some data, just take it and go. Here is an API and consume it. Or, hey, here is some experience, here is a log, you can dump it into your storage account and access it and do. That's not what we want to give you out of the box for Azure customers. We want to say, okay, what is the problem you're trying to solve, right? You told us, yeah, I want this data to quickly analyze it then and there. You said you are not in the monitoring business. We all have this, right? We all have a platform and a monitoring business around it. And we have partners around it to help you support. So give me the best you can. So we focused on giving you an end-to-end story. And that is exactly why we worked hard to make sure we can start from the basics, where we give you something out of the box that then easily, nicely, seamlessly gives you an enriched experience that you can opt in, all in one place in the portal, and without having to do like five different things and manage like, you know, four different ways or like, you know, write n different scripts for it. So just to reemphasize, everything on Azure, all the services in Azure will already have or will have a great monitoring experience. It starts with Azure Services. Azure Monitor provides the out-of-box platform, basic as well as extended capabilities. It unlocks application monitoring on top of it. It unlocks analytics on top of it. And guess what? All of that lights up in one place in your portal. As I said, Azure Monitor allows you to extend it using the REST APIs, take the data out using Event Hub, using the log or the same integrators, get it out to the place you wish, I mean, wish this data to be in your favorite tool. You can take it out and still have all the rich experience that the partners bring in. And all the data flows through and gives you a combined rich experience all under one umbrella. And last but not least, remember we said your data comes from on-prem, hybrid, or anywhere else. Even that data is going to come through because you're using OMS anyways. And all that is going to come up into that same portal. Let's take a look at that portal once again to make sure you understand where how hard, but now how easy it is for you. It was hard for us, but now it's easy for you. That is exactly what we wanted, and I hope you guys like it. So all that data from your platform, from your applications, from your log search solutions, from your security center, everything in one place, unlike on any other platform. Just get switch back.
All right.
So thank you. Thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you. It's all about your feedback. I mean, like I said, thank you so much for sharing the details. We sat down with you and understood what your needs are, and we worked hard to make sure, you know, we can give. And this is just the beginning. This is just a journey. I mean, I know we haven't really even scratched the surface of all the things we want to do, right? But now we want to deliver you a consistent end-to-end experience going forward from there, and it starts again from Azure Monitor as the platform story, and then it goes beyond, branches out, and gives you an end-to-end experience. So please do visit us. We have a booth. You guys can ask all the questions you guys have, and we have challenges, like quick start challenges that you can play and, you know, try out at the booth and win exciting prizes. We do have additional resources that you can look at, and more documentation is going live. There is some free resources for IT pros you guys can take a look at. And finally, this is important to us too. There are more clicks. Please do the evaluation. This is the first time we are talking about Azure Monitor and monitoring story. So please evaluate. Give us the feedback. Let us know what we can improve, correct? And thank you so much.
Thank you.